Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. And we're still just buzzing about just how incredible this last month has been already, and also including this last weekend with Joe Sangle, author of I Was Broke, But Now I'm Not. If you weren't able to be part of Sunday night's financial learning experience, it was an incredible night, but you can still dive in. We have two I Was Broke groups that are kicking off this next Sunday. We had over 50 people sign up for it. There's still a little bit of space left. So if you want to do that, just go on the church app, click register, and there's just a simple little line you can click on I Was Broke group, and you can sign up. We'd love for you to be part of that. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of effective prayer. Have you ever felt like your prayers just didn't make it past the roof? Have you ever had that thought, like, does this even make the difference? Well, one of the books that we've studied back this fall was the book of Nehemiah. And honestly, one of the lessons that we can learn from Nehemiah isn't just leadership skills, which you can, but there are some secrets to prayer based on what we see in the life of Nehemiah. So I want to give these to you today as this idea that you can pray effectively, that you can pray in such a way that your prayers connect with the heart of God and you get to participate in what God's up to. Well, here's the first tip when it comes to effective prayer. Base your prayer on God's character. Base your prayer on God's character. Pray like you know God will answer you. Pray with this idea of expectancy, where you say, I'm expecting God to answer this prayer because I know who you are. I know that you're a faithful God. I know you're a great God. I know you're a loving God. I know you're a wonderful God. You can handle this problem, God. That was Nehemiah's posture. God, I'm bringing this request to you. A second tip from the life of Nehemiah is just to be open and honest about the sins that are in your life. When you know there's sin there, when you know there's junk between you and your Heavenly Father, don't ignore it. Admit it. Confess it to Him. See, Nehemiah bases his prayer on who God is, but then he says in chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 in Nehemiah, he says, I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family, even I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, the decrees, the regulations that you gave us. Now, honestly, all of that wasn't Nehemiah's fault. It wasn't his fault that that Israel was in captivity. He wasn't even born when it happened. He was most likely born during captivity, and yet he includes himself in the nation's sins, and he says, God, I've been part of the problem. So there's something powerful about that. Just to cop to it, just to confess it. God, I've done some things that I know I shouldn't have done. Tip number three is as you're praying these things, based on God's character, confessing your sin, begin to claim the promises of God. I love this in Nehemiah 1:8. He says, please remember what you told your servant Moses. I mean, can you imagine that? Here's Nehemiah saying, God, would you remember something? But Nehemiah, in this prayer, is basing his prayer on the promise that God had made to the nation of Israel hundreds of years before. Basically, he's saying, God, you warned through Moses that if we're unfaithful, that we would lose this land. But you also made a promise, God, that if we'd repent, if we'd turn, you'd give it back to us. And so, man, honestly, God doesn't have to be reminded. He doesn't forget. But it's one of these things that helps us to remember what God's promised. And then tip number four is to be very specific in what we ask for. We've said it on here before, and we've said it on Sundays, that specific prayers get specific results. If you want specific answers to prayer, make specific requests. If your prayers are just generic, if they're general, how would you ever know if God is actually answering it? Man, I'm telling you, prayer is like oxygen to our spiritual life. We need Bible study in our life, and we need prayer as we communicate with our Heavenly Father. And man, I'm telling you, if you feel like prayer is one of those areas that you're struggling with, try these four things, apply them to your prayer life, and see if you don't see a difference. Well, thanks again for jumping on the podcast today. As we sign off today, I want to remind you about our sister podcast, which is the Weekday Meditation. And so I want to encourage you to go by weekdaymeditation.com, subscribe. That's the easiest way to make sure you get the fresh episodes delivered right to your device. And man, I'm telling you, they're so encouraging and helpful. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.